once to Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
The Four Lads wrapping up that set of music for you with the original version of Istanbul, not Constantinople. Later, a minor hit there for the They Might Be Giants. Before the Four Lads, some Robin Hitchcock went back to I for Cynthia Mask. Played some Pink Floyd before that from 1967, their very first single, which came out, would be like 55 years ago now, Arnold Lane. And then start off that entire set with a project known as Kilbourne and the High Roads, which was the project that Ian Dury had before he had the Blockheads. In fact, that band opened for The Who on their Quadrophenia tour back in 1973. Really, really didn't have much that they released during their time due to some record label issues, and things came out and got relabeled and reissued and all that good stuff. But that was their song Father, which might have been the song that Jay was thinking about, because it had an Ian Dury connection and the word lard was in the chorus. I don't know. If not, it's still a good song, something to play, something for you to hear. At least in my opinion. You know, we've got a mock to get to, so let's do that right after this.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It is now that time of this program that we do a thing called The Mock. Before I get into the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joined June supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millville, and they're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. Again, you can visit them in Millville or call them up at 821-8484. That's 412-821-8484. Let's find some background music that will help inspire the mock. How about that one? Well, have you ever been mellow? So anyway, Olivia Newton-John going underneath the mock light. Yes, I'm trying to celebrate Women's History Month this month by focusing on female-centered artists and performers for my mocks. So I found a half dozen. I found more, but I'm just going to play a half dozen. Olivia Newton-John covers for the mock. Starting things off with, which was the easy one. I'm going to tell you, I could just play this entire album. But about 4 years ago, Juliana Hatfield put out an album called Juliana Hatfield Sings Olivia Newton-John. So I'm not going to cheat and play that entire album. I'm only going to play one track from that album. Honestly, I love you.
Maybe I hang around here a little more than I should. We both know I've got somewhere else to go. But I got something to tell you that I never thought I would. And I believe you really ought to know. I love you. I honestly love you. The chance to say I love you. I honestly love you. If we both were born in another place and time, this moment might be ending in a kiss. But there you are.
Watching you grow, going through the changes in your life. That's how I know I'll always want to be there. Whenever you feel you need a friend to lean on, here I am. Whenever you call, you know I'll be there.
Let me be there in your morning. Let me be there in your night. Let me change whatever's wrong and make it right.
Well, darling, don't you ride so fast. Don't you wanna try to make this one last? I wanna prove that I'd walk through fire for you. I know that you had a very hard time. I don't know the facts, but I seen it in your eyes. I wanna prove that I'd walk through fire for you. And we have good reason to be afraid. Mistakes will be made. By some flag they defend. Things too young to do. I walk through fire. So when you say we get away, we fight this some other day, right? Love songs and lullabies make love water skies go by. I walk through fire.
I got chills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control. Cause the power you're supplying is electrifying.
You better shape up, cause I need a man.
Shape up.
And my heart is set on you. You better shape up, you better understand. To my heart I must be true.
Nothing left, nothing left for me to do. You're the one that I want. If you're filled with affection, you're too shy to convey. Meditate in my direction. Feel your way. Feel your way.
You better shape up, cause I need a man. Satisfied. You better shape up if you're gonna prove that my faith is justified.
Are you sure?
Yes,
I'm sure down deep inside. You're the one that I want. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You're the one that I want. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You're the one that I want.
The one I need. Oh yes indeed.
Less Than Jake wrapping up a mock with their version of Hopelessly Devoted to You, which I am. I am hopelessly devoted to you. And that's why I appreciate you listening. That wraps up a Olivia Newton-John mock. Yeah, that's a half dozen songs for you. Before the Less Than Jake, how about some Me First and the Gimme Gimmes with their version of Have You Ever Been Mellow? Beautiful South in there. Which was I can't say a side project. It was his post House Martins project. Paul Heaton had or the Beautiful South, and they put out an album of all covers a few years back, and that was their version of You're the One That I Want. David Bearwell with a song he wrote called Walk Through Fire, but Olivia initially put it out back in I think like 88, and then David Bearwell put it out in 1990, and I believe David Bearwell was also half of the 80s project called David and David. Just if you're, like, taking notes. Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn doing their version of Let Me Be There, the song you hear in the background. Olivia, like, snuck it out before Conway and Loretta by just a couple months. So therefore, I call that a Olivia Newton-John cover, even though she didn't write the song. She released it first. Juliana Hatfield started the entire set because, you know what, honestly, I love you. I do. I love the fact that you are tuning into this little radio show called Viva La Mock. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster, and I appreciate you listening. I try to do it each and every Friday, live right here in the studio, encore presentations. Heard throughout the week, but normally Tuesday afternoons you can hear the official encore presentation of this show. So if you missed the mock and you want to hear it again, tune in Tuesday between 2 and 4. And you can hear the Olivia Newton-John mock again.
Let me be there in your mind.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
But I think we get back into more music, right? Sounds like a fun thing to do. I think I told you earlier, or at least I thought in my head that I told you earlier, that my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, was going to go see America. And that just doesn't mean he was going to jump on Route 66 and just cruise across, look for the biggest ball of twine. He was going out to see the band America. And I just played America a few weeks ago on one of my shows doing a My Morning Jacket cover, which I think they do a great job of. So let me flip the switch a little bit. Let's do an America cover. It's done by the Dandy Warhols. Yeah, it's Sister Golden Hair. It's the Viva La Mock radio program.
We'll try to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed. Then set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. Well, I ain't ready for the altar, but I do believe there's times when a woman sure could be a friend of mine. Well, I keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden Hair Surprise, and I just can't.
Like the kind.
brand new music from Al Harlow. The new album is called Now. And that was I Believe. Yeah, I Believe. That I should tell you what else was in that set of music. How about that? Before the Al Harlow, went back to the first album from Big Country. And the song Harvest Home. Gear Daddy's by request. Went to the second album for that one. First single off that second album. Color of Her Eyes. Name of the album is actually Billy's Live Bait. And I'm just going to tell you a little side story that in my personal collection, they issued a version of the CD that came in the packaging was a fish. Not a real fish. And a friend of mine had it years ago, and it took me years to find my version, my copy, but I needed to put that in my collection. Before the Gear Daddies, Camper Van Beethoven, telling you a story about a guy named Jack Ruby. And the Dandy Warhols started off everything with their version of Sister Golden Hair. Reports were that America's show that Eric Jackson Lurie went to was sold out, but he had his tickets already. He said it was a good show. So yeah, I'll have to tell you, my report came straight from him. We're still just rocking and rolling into the, I don't know, into more time. That's what I'll just say. Got a minute, a last minute, just a minute. If you've got a minute, you know, if you've got like a last minute request, a suggestion, something, you're like, hey, DJ man, what was your name again? Oh, Moxter. Yeah, hey guy, could you play this? You got a couple options. You can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Let's see if we can squeeze it in there. Or you can call me up. 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728. I do want to remind you that adopting a homeless pet from Animal Friends will change your life for the better. Pets actually offer us companionship. They make us healthy. Why? Because they encourage us to walk and to play. They make us well by making us laugh. You can meet adoptable dogs, cats, rabbits, and more by visiting thinkingoutsidethecage.org. Did have a caller call in and say, Moxter, could you play something by the Gothies? I'm like, all right, let me dig a little bit deeper into the well for this one. Them covering the Fun Boys 3's song, It's the Lunatics, have taken over the asylum. WRCT, Viva Lamont.
I see a clinic full of cynics who want to twist the people's wrist. They're watching every move we make. We're all included on the list.
The lunatics have taken over the asylum. The lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Nuclear, the killer.
lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Maybe from the outside, things look all right. But we know it isn't so. 'Cause baby, on the inside, I spent all should go. How will I know when love's true? If it comes for real, I told you that you shouldn't let me hold you, 'cause it breaks my lies. And you've already shown me that I can't see just by looking into your eyes. So how will I know love's true if it comes for you shouldn't let me hold you, 'cause it breaks my heart again. Every time you turn away, you shouldn't let me hold you, 'cause it breaks my heart again, breaks my heart again, break my heart again, break my heart again.
Tom Robinson Band wrapping up that set of music to 4-6-8 Motorway. Also in that set, some brand new music from Lanny Flowers from his brand new CD that just came out called Flavor of the Month with Where Did All the Fun Go? Played something from the Thorns. The Thorns was kind of this, we'll call it a pop super group because it featured Matthew Sweet, Pete Droge, and Sean Mullins. I heard I Told You from that release. Came out back in 2003. And The Gothies by request. Some requested Gothies with their version of the Funboy 3's The Lunatics Have Taken Over the Asylum. And that wraps up this encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. I invite you to tune into my live show each and every Friday evening. But if not, you can tune in for an encore presentation each and every Tuesday from 2 until 4 and at various other times throughout the week. Don't forget, if you have a suggestion you want to reach out to me, you can always do that by dropping me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. As always, thanks so much for listening.
No one wants to be a victim of a vehicle theft, but an alarming number of drivers are leaving themselves vulnerable. Keys and fobs are being left in unattended vehicles, making it easier for thieves to hop in and take off. This is especially true in winter months when owners leave their vehicles running to keep them warm. Don't make it easy for thieves. Lock your vehicle, set the alarm, and take all keys or fobs with you. Never leave a car unlocked and running. If you know something about a vehicle theft, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB, a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is my little radio show called Viva La Mock. And you've been listening or hearing me. I'm hoping you've been listening. But if you've been listening over the past few weeks, you've been hearing me play a lot of stuff off of the new 4019s album. It came out earlier this year. Well, guess what? The 4019s, I've been telling you, are coming to town, and it's right around the corner. And what better way to talk about the shows, where they're happening, what's happening, is why not ask the 4019s themselves? Right now on the phone with me is Nick Z from the 4019s. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, buddy? Great to be on your show.
Hey, man. Great. I'm glad you could take the time, and let's pump up these shows you've got. You're kind of doing a mini, I'm calling it a mini Western PA tour, because you've got like three dates in our backyard. For example, on Friday, August 26th, you're out at Beaver Station out in Beaver, and that's a show you're actually playing with Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers. How awesome is that? And then on Saturday, the 27th of August, you're doing a early evening, a late afternoon gig, I believe. It's outdoors. It's out at Woolly Bullies. That's in New Brighton. I think you told me the show time for that is 5 p.m., and some guys from Inner Groove Records will be out there DJing and spinning some records, so that sounds like a lot of fun. And then on Sunday, you're down on the North Shore playing Stage AE, part of the tailgate party that they do before Steelers games. And that's, I know you've done that before, and that's always a blast. And that's just so exciting that there's these three dates, three opportunities to catch the 4019s this weekend. Now, before we get into anything, I want to talk about the fact that the 4019s are an LA-based band. That is a pure and simple fact. However, you, Nick, you have roots right here in Western PA.
Right. In the early 80s, I was working at a place called the Dark Room downtown by Point Park. A lot of your listeners may remember or worked there at one point. And that was like ground zero for at least for me and a lot of the Pittsburgh punk scene guys from the Five, the Cardboards, Car Sickness. Oh, man, everybody worked there. And that was like the place, you know, so I got to get introduced to that scene. My sister worked there, and that's how I knew about it, because she used to take photographs and stuff from with all those bands. And then I moved to L.A. a couple years later and got involved with that scene. But I always look back at that Pittsburgh scene, because that was where my roots were and what formulated my outlook on everything, you know.
Now, your latest album, New Roaring Twenties, came out on the Big Stir record label. And this was, if my research shows me correctly, this was actually the first full length that Big Stir put out for you. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, we've known Big Stir for a couple years. And they started as this small label doing shows at the local venue here in Burbank. And then they started putting out records, and we were able to put one out with them. And it's been doing quite well.
Well, let's talk about some of the songs that are actually on this record. So I should give some background. So the 4019s are an LA-based band with, obviously, you've got Nick, who's got Pittsburgh roots. You've got members who have, like, Michigan Midwestern roots with the band. And, like, you start off the entire album with this great track called It's For Fun. It's got this, obviously, and I think it's meant to be, it's got this Detroit swagger to it. So what was the genesis behind this song?
Yeah, you know, John Pozo, our singer, he and I go back probably like 30-some-odd years in the Leonards, and we used to come, we played a lot of shows in Pittsburgh back in those days, and his motto, you know, it's for fun, that's all we're living for. We're not a political band. We aspire to get people together to just have a good time and just to, you know, without sounding corny or whatever, just to relish the time you have together with everybody in every show we've ever done. You ask anyone that's seen the Leonards or the 4019s or whatever, and they always say, oh, you guys are